little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back. So close to 100.
But not close enough.
But not close enough.
Bastard.
Kind of like, you know, like, hey, when you're close to, well, puberty, right? Puberty. You're getting close to puberty.
Wayne?
Yeah.
No, not even close.
You guys are funny.
No, man. Some people think we're funny, but sometimes we're just flat out mean.
Or truthful.
Or truthful. I like that one.
That's rare.
Oh, you kidding? Well, I do lie every day, but I do like to say the truth when it's convenient for me. I'm a guy. What do you want from me? That's what guys do. Yes, ladies, we lie. Anyways. While Wayne is playing more, I think we're all technically playing a Marvel game. No, Fidel stopped.
Hey.
That's what Insane say. Damn.
Cosplaying into the insane.
That's like, oh man. Yeah, but anyways. We're still recovering from Extra Life. And you still have a chance to donate if you haven't done so already. It's still going to the wonderful kids at Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So if you have a chance and you haven't done so already, please visit our page. Every little bit does help, so thank you in advance for that.
We're still taking donations.
Mm-hmm. The fight never ends.
It will never end, no matter what.
What game was that? Was that Halo?
Yep.
I like us when Wayne turned around. Like, Wayne, you would know.
I'm surprised you didn't say nothing, you dimwit.
Right? Come on, man. Come on, bro. Participate. Don't be a you-know-what's-this. As he drinks his can of the dry seltzer water.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what, after seeing the...
Canada dry, Wayne? You should go back to Canada. You're not American.
Wow. Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, man. You know, after seeing Nick Fury on his game, it's Sam Jackson. Yeah. I don't even remember what the old Nick Fury looks like. I'm used to seeing Sam Jackson now.
Yeah, everything is going by that look.
No, just look at David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury.
No, not that one.
Oh, come on, Wayne. I thought you really liked that one.
I like that one as a comedy. If you want to call it a comedy.
What, you mean like the Street Fighter movie?
Yeah, it was in that realm bad.
That was a Street Fighter movie.
That was horrible.
But it was funny, though.
I actually saw that on TV the other night. I was skipping through channels. It was on one of the Spanish channels.
Si. Of course you're skipping the Spanish channels. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes I guess on the good one.
You've obviously never seen any of the talk shows.
No.
Have you?
No.
I wouldn't see them for the people talking in them, though. Always have hot chicks in them. You know why? Because we're smart.
It's the only way to do it, man.
You know what people want to see? Come on, now. Although, so, then again, Sabado Gigante was always fantastic.
Did you catch the latest episode of Ninja Turtles?
No, I haven't watched a single one of those. I'm sorry. I said sick.
The last episode starts out with a parody of Voltron.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say freaking Sabado Gigante. I'll be like, man, that's a weird one. That totally would have come out of left field.
They also introduced Casey Jones, finally.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, it's a slowly progressing story with it, but it's actually doing it really well. It's actually rather enjoyable.
That's good.
New Spider-Man cartoon is doing well as well, but I have a feeling they're in the series.
Really?
Because they just offered Iron Man admission into the Avengers.
In what? In that cartoon?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Spider-Man never joins the Avengers, so...
He never does.
It's likely going to be towards, you know, killing the... In, no way to kill the series.
I mean, like, the Avengers cartoon? When the Senate sees... Well, I don't want to spoil it, but... When season 2 ended, you were like, yeah, that's done.
Yeah.
You were like, there's no... You didn't think there was going to be a third one.
Well, it actually did pick up from that on the new Avengers cartoon.
There's a new Avengers?
There's a new Avengers cartoon. It picked up almost... It basically, what it did is it took what happened in the last series, combine that with what happened in the movie and then pushed it into a new series.
It's starting to sound complicated.
Kind of, but it basically...
It's trying to tie in the movie, isn't it?
It took it took a long way around so they could bring in Falcon, basically.
Huh. Well, he's integral to a lot of the stories, so...
Yeah, and the new series seems to be kind of more on his point of view.
Huh.
So.
Well, damn. Anyways, getting way off topic here, so...
Never.
What have we been playing? Well, like I said, Marvel Puzzle Quest.
So...
That I'm playing it right now.
Same here. Well,
send me boosts.
I'm trying to.
I know they're random. If you can just send each other boosts willy nilly, I just keep sending them to you. Huh? And the Keats on SRK, that guy's cool. But a lot of that, I did actually download Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate. Yeah, I know it's a pretty long title, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
It was originally a 3DS game, but it was re-released in HD on Xbox Live and PSN. I actually always wanted to pick that game up on the 3DS. I never did. Then now I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I get to play it on my Xbox.
I downloaded the free game, but I forgot what it was called.
I think it was Kingdom for Keflings.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I haven't played that yet.
Yeah, I haven't even downloaded it. It doesn't look that interesting to me.
Probably not, but I figured, what the hell, I'll try it.
Well, just so you can get some more achievements, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. Right.
Depends on whether I'm going to enjoy playing or not.
You loser.
Yeah, right, you're going to not enjoy playing it. That's a lot. Anyways. So that, and... It's good so far, honestly. Good gameplay. It still has RPG elements, like... Symphony of the Night, so you still level up and things like that, but there's not really that much of an emphasis on item hunting. You don't pick up many items, really. You just pick up power-ups for your base weapons, and those are pretty few and far between. Pretty well made so far, though, by Mercury Stream. So far, so good. It's $15. I don't have to say Microsoft points anymore, because those are gone.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That took long enough. But, yeah, it's good so far, and... I hope to finally finish it over the next couple of hours. Supposedly, it's not that long. Like 12 hours, probably. I think I'm probably like 3 or 4 hours in, so we'll see. And a little bit of Marvel, a little bit of Street Fighter. Had some fun 2 days ago over at the San Diego Funny and Club Salt Mines.
Oh, yeah, we had a... Well, let's talk about that later.
Alright, we'll get to that later, but still, that's pretty much all I've been doing. And again, Marvel Puzzle Quest, because I...
Marvel Puzzle Quest! I want to have a zombie Iron Man.
Zombie Iron Man? I don't think there is one.
Yeah, zombie mode, homie. Lightning round! Sucker!
Oh, it's up, sweet.
Someone's about to get jacked up.
That's pretty much all we do, folks.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
That's it. But that is it for me.
On to the boring?
Yeah, Wayne, let's say it's more interesting. Wayne, it's up to you, buddy.
So no, I've been playing... Marvel Alliance still. Avengers Alliance. Did some more Forza Horizon. Got a couple more achievements unlocked on that one, actually. And then I did play some more of the Pinball FX2, trying out the new Star Wars tables. And some more Fragger on the phone.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time to sit there and set up and play.
I was gonna say, yeah, that'll do it. That's all she wrote.
Yeah, so pretty much that's the only thing she wrote. So, well, for me this week, I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Thanks, George. Asshole.
Yeah, you're a bad dude, aren't you? Yeah. So I'm a pusher now. Pusher, yeah. Dealer, whatever. You used to do something.
Okay. And I've been playing out Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, trying to get back in shape, but really not doing that much anyways. Damn, Juggernaut really screwed me over. Totally nuts.
Kind of love this game. I love this game, but sometimes it really does make me mad. It's like, oh, how the hell did I just die? Never mind, that's a stupid question.
Let's see, other than that, I'm still doing another speedrun of Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. Thanks, KC.
It's kind of hard now, isn't it? Now that you know how it can be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Pathetic.
You're trying to do it the legitimate way.
Yeah. So I did the Light World within about an hour and 22 minutes.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, it was nothing more from there.
You're still trying to figure things out.
Pretty much. Other than that, that's about it, folks. And, you know, nothing more for me. It's just that crap and then some.
It's, you know, when you get pretty close to the holidays that we are now, we are 2 weeks away from Black Friday. Woo! I plan on spending that shopping online for the most part. Although I do intended to partake in some of the external madness, but man.
Oh, don't you mean the stupidity?
Yeah. But again, I'm like, man, I don't know. I've seen a lot of good deals on Best Buy, on Walmart, Toys R Us, but I still don't want to go to Walmart.
No.
Anti-Walmart person here.
That's where the people usually get a
hurt.
Yeah, trampled and hurt. I kind of don't want to get into any of that.
No more. Well, this is the first year that you're not actually working at Black Friday.
Yep. So I've been doing retail for about 13 years. Not anymore.
Welcome to working life.
It's fantastic. So I do not have to worry about dealing with...
Oh, screw you, Tugger Nuts!
Right? I don't have to worry about dealing with upset people on Black Friday because, to be honest, I'm pretty sure if I was camping outside the store in the freaking cold for a couple of hours, I'd probably be a little cranky. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But still, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that anymore. And to all my friends who are still working retail, my condolences. And I hope you do...
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, but I can say that and not feel guilty because, again, I did that for about 13 years. I paid my dues, so, yeah. Get out ASAP. So
what?
Anyways. So, that being said...
These motherfuckers won't quit.
Really? Jeez. Anyways, I'd say the important stuff right now is that we are getting really close to the launch of the next-gen consoles.
You.
PS4 is launching in 2 days?
Couple days, yeah.
2 days.
15th, right?
15. And then the Xbox One launches a week from then, so...
Oh, yeah.
There's money to be spent for all of us, and it's a pretty exciting time.
And Nokia is actually doing something on the 21st, too. They're actually going to be expanding their Nokia Music service, which is available on their phones and so forth.
Screw hood.
But they're going to have a big ol' thing going on over in...
Yep, I'm dead.
L.A. Some kind of big announcement, concert, and all that kind of goodness.
Why would they do it on that day?
I don't know.
And it's... I'm guessing they probably planned this out a long time ago.
But, if I'm not mistaken, Microsoft's also got a big event going on in L.A. on the 21st for the launch. Well, 22nd, technically. Midnight launch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It just seems to me like being as how they are a Microsoft company.
Yeah. It seems kind of a strange tactic.
Well, that's why I'm thinking that this was planned a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Before Microsoft actually took them over. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I doubt that. They'd be like, oh, hey, by the way, you know how you're launching your new console? Yeah, I'm going to run something the day before that.
Yeah.
Hope you're cool, right? You're cool. Yeah, that would go well. No, it wouldn't.
That'd be perfect for you, you know?
Yeah. You're cool, right, bro? Yeah, no, I don't think so. But, that being said, PS4, well, most of the games, like, what are the PS4 exclusives, anyways?
Killzone?
Yeah, that's Killzone's a good series.
I think that's, like, it.
I'm not gonna knock them on that.
Yeah, I know they got something else, but... I mean, really, I think that's the only thing that's really stood out as an exclusive so far.
That was, well, there has to be more than that.
There is more. I just don't know what they are offhand. Again, nothing else has stood out.
Yeah, well, then again, none of us really... Well, you had a PS3, but you wasted yours.
Yeah, loser.
Seriously, you didn't really use it much.
No, I got a few games on it, and I just never enjoyed the controls on it.
It wasn't your thing, Wayne.
No.
Just like the ladies. Oops! Did that slip out? Yes, it did.
Damn. I hold him back.
I was wondering what that small thing was.
Top 10 things Wayne said on his wedding night.
Top 10 things that Wayne will never do. Like you said, wedding.
Alright.
So.
But Xbox One's coming. So we're excited about that because we're all buying one.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not excited about the hole that'll leave in my wallet, but hey.
Same here. And plus, wait till Vegas for CES.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's a lot of money being spent this fall for us.
Yeah.
We're broke.
But I think we're all taking different paths as far as the our game purchase for the Xbox One.
Yes.
I'm going to get Rise.
I'm just going to get Killer Instinct.
I'm tempted.
Well, I'm getting that, too.
I'm tempted to get Rise, but I'm just, I don't know yet. I might wait and get that one as a download.
Cause yeah, because you have like a jillion points in your account.
Yeah, I got like $200, so I can get like 4 games.
This guy. But yeah, so I'm going to go with Rise. Wayne's going to go with Forza 5 and Battlefield 4 for some reason.
Oh, well, we all going to get Ghosts anyway, so.
And we're all going to get Ghosts, so we'll be playing that online.
Battlefield 4 actually looks like they've turned things around and looks like it's going to be a compelling single-player game as well as the multiplayer, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
At least you don't hold a grudge. That's good.
For now.
For now.
I always give them at least a second shot.
I feel like if it doesn't blow you away, you're gonna like hate them for the rest of your life.
I got scarred by Battlefield 3!
It's like...
I don't know about
Battlefield,
that.
Battlefield 4, I thought I could trust with Battlefield 4. I thought I could trust again, and it was broken.
There is an app you can get on your iOS devices, I think Android now, and Windows 8 devices that allows you to work with your Call of Duty Ghosts stats and game and so forth.
Nice.
I haven't had a chance to play with it much, and I don't think I can really do much until I actually start playing the game.
Well, yeah, that's gonna be kind of hard if you don't have
it. I think, actually, if I read the comments correctly, if you haven't actually played a game online with Call of Duty Ghost, you can't actually log into the app.
Well, I mean, that would make sense.
So, we'll see.
You hoe bag.
But, I mean, I'm looking forward to that, and of course, you'll also be able to do it in Rise through the app. I think it's, well, technically through Smart Glass.
Smart Glass. Yeah, Smart Glass will work with a lot of things, and there's going to be a new version of Smart Glass coming that's going to even make things even better.
Yeah, I'll be good with it as soon as I see it working. I know it has a lot of potential, so I'm really looking forward to trying it out and customizing my character on the go.
Well, the new version of Smart Glass is supposed to work better in terms that it's not going to go online and then loop back through the internet to your console. It's going to connect directly to the console now.
About
directly
time.
Over Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So.
What time?
So, shall we tell them what we did on Monday?
Yeah, let's talk about my... God damn it, stop attacking me!
Alright, so Monday was Marvel Mondays at Salt Mines here in San Diego. So Ryan, Mr. Tang, posted a comment on our thread saying that, hey, who's down for barbecue? So I did. Brought over some food, some good alcoholic beverages. We started cooking, whatnot. And then before that, there was rumors going around saying that Marn and Justin Wong, the legendary Justin Wong, were coming down to Salt Mines. So we were waiting for it. And then, of course, our friend Broken Tear Viscount confirms it.
Yeah.
Just to make things a whole lot better, Clockwork, Daniel Maniago Clockwork, was down in the San Ysidro area visiting family. So he dropped by and said, what's up? And, yeah, so it was a lot of fun, a lot of, well... No San Diego player made top 3.
In Marvel, at least.
So that was a pretty sad day.
Yeah. Street Fighter was a different story, but Marvel, no. Yeah, but still was a bunch of awesome games. There was like 40-something participants for Marvel, so that was pretty insane.
Nice.
Street Fighter, I don't know how many it had, but still. It was great having the pros down here from L.A. Granted, we have a few pros ourselves here in San Diego, but Justin Wong is, of course, like Fidel said, legendary for a reason.
There's a reason why he's a legend.
Yeah. The Wong factor exists for a reason, folks. It's real.
Yeah, it's real, and it's here.
It was here, and, you know, it's always good to try to defend your home turf, which is what, you know, San Diego tried to do.
That's what Rusty did, Uncle Matt, everybody did, but, you know, we came short, but hey, even Justin had a good time. Talked to Marin a bit. Talked to Clockwork, having our old fun times back in the day for Southwestern.
Yeah. In the olden days when he was playing at Southwestern. Everyone starts somewhere, so.
Uh-huh.
But it was a great time. It was great handling him over here. And, of course, it being Veterans Day, this is a bit retroactive, but thank you to everyone who has ever served and is serving to protect our country.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
it was nice getting together, and of course having, you know, having the barbecue, just having a good old get together, having fun with the homies, and all that good stuff. And of course playing some Marvel and playing some Street Fighter.
Yep. That's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Can't get much better than that, folks.
Man, I want that Wolverine.
Oh, the which one?
The black, the X-Force.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to get that. That one's like 4 stars, I think.
Yeah, level 30.
Yeah, good luck with that one, buddy.
Bastards.
Yeah, it's gonna be so hard to get one of those. But anyways, so it's a great time, and hopefully we get to do it again. Once they get to come over and visit us again. If not, then we hope that we'll see some of them at CES, because sometimes they'll be hanging out around there, especially with any tournaments. Yep. Especially with all the Killer Instinct launches and, you know. Although, Microsoft's not going to be there again, are they?
No, I doubt it.
They're, well, they haven't said what the presence will be like for Microsoft, but they won't be presenting it like they, you know, like they have in the past.
We'll see. Hopefully we get to see some cool, I mean, we're going to see some cool stuff regardless. That's for
I'm pretty sure Nokia is going to be there, though.
Nokia's always
typical.
He is always there.
Yeah. They got some tablets to show out this year. Or at least one tablet.
Yeah, you know, a lot of this stuff does look pretty appealing. I wish I can get the Surface 2, but not running RT.
Goodbye.
The Pro?
Freeze.
No, something that has the exact spec. Maybe like a... like an i3, maybe? I don't want to get the Pro. The Pro's like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having an issue like plunking down $500 for an Xbox One. I'm not going to plunk down $900 for a Surface 2 Pro. I'm sorry. Not happening, buddy.
I'm considering it in the long run, not right away.
Bullcrap.
And, you know, in a half a year when I got money to spend again.
I was going
to
say, after we all get our tax money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that.
Uncle Sam owes me.
Uncle Sam always owes me, so.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank God for that mortgage. But anyway, so that's it for us as far as we've been playing and what major events happened with us. Right now, like I said, we're really focused on getting our next-gen consoles and having some fun with them.
The other thing I'm waiting for is the TE2 stick.
Oh,
come on, Markman! Come on, Markman!
They said that might be delayed. Like, I don't think it's going to be available at launch.
But still, as long as I get it around my hands, I am happy.
So that means we're going to be playing Killer Instinct on pads for a while. Well, or you know, someone could figure out how the hell to use our old arcade sticks. I mean, it can't be that complicated.
I know.
I'm sure somebody will figure it out. It doesn't matter how much time it takes.
I know. I'm hoping it doesn't take too much time and that they do it. Because
I want my stick.
I want my stick. Arcade stick. Someone else wants my stick. Arcade stick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it back to somebody who doesn't know anything about that and makes it completely rated G. Wayne, you're up.
Alright, so first up in the news here, Turn 10 Studios has come forward saying that they're not holding anything back for Forza 5 when it comes to DLC.
Ooh, is that the Aero Atom V8? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Come with Amy.
Just to let you guys know, the Aero Atom is a V8 engine, of course. Mid-engine, rear-wheel drive, engines in the back, drives in the back, and this car weighs less than 900 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah.
This thing is a bullet on hell.
Yeah, it sounds like it is. I just hope that if you're driving, you don't hit anything. I don't think that'll go too well.
Well, it's going to be on the track if you're going to be on there, but yeah, you don't want to hit anything. Basically, what they're coming for is letting you know that, hey, you know, we're not going to hold anything back. It takes us 6 months to build a car. So we're doing the work now to make sure that on launch there will be 200 cars on disc.
Damn.
On disc?
On disc.
That's a lot of cars.
On physical disc. All right.
Yeah. And after that they'll have what was it here? First week of every month, beginning in January through March, they'll have new cars as DLC, which is going to be part of the DLC pass.
Damn.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not easy for them to do that because car manufacturers don't give them the specs before the car is built because they change things when the car is being built.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to wait till the car is built, and then it's another 6 months before we can get our hands on it.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure they're coming up to say is because a lot of times when DLC is made available really close to launch or even at launch, gamers will get a bit upset because they will think that
they're being duped.
Yeah, that content is being held from them that's already on their disc.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some DLC available day one for Forza. I'm pretty sure about that. I know that because I've got a code for one. But having 200 cars on disc is a huge number.
Well, especially considering how detailed all those cars are on that
exactly.
disc.
Exactly.
It's pretty nuts. I mean, I plan on picking up Forza 5 eventually, just not at launch. But it's looking pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. And I'm excited to play it.
So the Xbox One will go on sale first in New Zealand, and the very first one to be sold is actually guarded by sharks.
What? Sharks?
By sand tiger sharks in New Zealand. It is going to be, let's see here, it's at Kelly Tarleton's Sea Life Aquarium in Auckland, New Zealand. It is actually underwater in a case, secured and guarded by sharks.
Wow, tell us, hey, that's free security right there.
Talk about your awesome secure freaking publicity stunts.
That's basically what it is. So
that's all that it is. What else can you tell me that it is?
They're going to be holding a huge midnight launch party
there.
You know
what? Sorry. Keep going.
It's going to be. So Sydney Harbour will be illuminated for the launch of the Xbox One. So, yeah, it is meant to be the first one. However, Target did follow up and send out 150 out ahead of time, but you know.
That's okay. The scrubs got it anyways, you bastards.
Yeah.
You know, they should do. They should, like, record footage of that and put it on the show Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Saying. Seems like an easy tie-in. And I love that show. Shark Tank is awesome.
Although, in all honesty, they're talking sand tiger sharks, which are not exactly the
most lethal.
They're not, well, they are lethal if they will attack, but they're not likely to attack. These guys actually are very large-bodied. They have teeth that protrude in all directions, so when they bite, it's gonna hurt like crazy. But
they're pretty much gonna snap it off.
Close, yeah.
But it's not gonna be fatal. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, it depends on where they hit you at, but yeah.
They got me on the groin. Oh, smash.
It all depends on who the person is. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be fatal for orange.
Yeah. So right now, attendees at the aquarium can come by and see, look at the sharks and look at the Xbox One.
Yay.
I wonder if they go in there and they're like, what are you here for, the shark or the Xbox?
The shark?
Shark? Okay, well, come over here. I want to see the damn shark.
Yeah. Here's something that I'm rather excited about. We don't have an official date yet, but Nintendo has confirmed they will combine the Wii U and 3DS eShop balances. So you won't have to have a separate balance in each one, or buy a card for one and then have to buy another card for another one, or use different credit cards or whatever. It'll actually keep everything together for you.
That's about damn time.
Only thing I'm wondering now is, will that give me the option to buy the game on the 3DS that is also compatible on the Wii U? Probably not yet.
I'd say this, don't get your hopes up on that one, buddy. You're asking for too much at this point from Nintendo.
Yeah, but I'm hopeful that one day.
No, you're not.
When they built their online infrastructures, they did not really make them that well as far as interoperability and, well, just compatibility, period, I'm sure. So, boo!
So, your upcoming Super Mario 3D World is going to be a four-player platformer.
Okay.
So
Transformer?
No.
He wishes.
We're going to always have Mario and Luigi, Toad and Peach, and they have just announced that Rosalina will be the fifth hidden unlockable character.
Who now?
There's a Mexican character now?
Apparently.
Oh, snap, George!
I mean, seriously, that's what it sounds like to me.
She has the power to use the spin attack from the Mario Galaxy games.
Woo! I got nothing.
Spin attack!
I don't really have anything on that. Interesting, very interesting.
Truly. Yeah.
It actually does look like an interesting game. We'll wait and see how it plays out, but...
Let me guess. Does she sound like
Oh God! Is there gonna?
No. It's not just no, Señor Mario, no here.
Consuelo. Incredibly racist. There we go.
Consuelo.
No, actually, I could see that turn out a whole nother way. Mario shows up at the castle, and she's sitting there saying, "No, she no here."
You're stupid.
I should just, like, give you the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
That is a badass move, man.
Isn't it?
Hell yeah.
I'm saying. I'd probably kill him, though, if I did it here.
So, here's something that's interesting. Call of Duty Ghosts on the PS4 will launch with 720p resolution unless you get... if you don't get the day one patch.
Why the hell wouldn't you get the patch?
I don't know. But the day one patch will allow you to run it at full 1080p. Apparently the Xbox One will run at 720 upscaled, so we're waiting to see if maybe we'll get some kind of update that'll fix that
for the Xbox One.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that would be there, but Activision said that it's a configuration issue on the PS4 side. As far as the Xbox One, it's basically just been said that it'll run natively in 720 and upscaled to 1080p. So I'm not sure why they elected to go that route. Probably Sony is sticking some money in somebody's pocket, but you know.
Typical.
I mean, I don't know. It just like because it's like to me, it's like, well, let's see. The one that's closest to a PC is the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for damn sure, a PC. I started reading benchmarks here, like reading stuff on video cards the other day and seeing benchmarks. They're benchmarking games at 4K now.
Yeah.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's freaking insane. But you're telling me that the console that's most like a PC can't run this game at 1080p natively? Come on now.
Oh, it can. It's just that the software is not set to do that.
Ooh.
So here's one for you.
Face.
Oh.
I had nothing.
Dude, that's horrible.
Right.
But yeah. That's funny, so though.
That's not what anybody wants.
So, original Dead Rising game came with an unlockable Mega Man costume. Dead Rising 2 had a Proto Man costume you could unlock.
This one has a Mega Man X.
For Dead Rising 3.
What I mean by Mega Man X 1 is the one for Super Nintendo, is when you have all the armor. The body, the leg, the helmet, and of course the arms, the Buster Cannon.
Yeah.
Which is bad. It looks pretty badass. I want to see Mega Man X like this, remade like this.
I want to see Mega Man X, period.
But.
Damn it.
That's called Maverick Hunter, remember?
For those of you that think it's going to be an easy walk through the park to get the unlocked Mega Man X costume.
It ain't.
No, you're going to have to complete Nightmare, the game's hardest mode.
Yeah, that's when I read that and it's like, you have a complete nightmare. I'm like, you can kiss my ass.
I'm like, go eat one.
I'm sorry. I am not going to put myself through that. You can go to hell.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... Yeah.
You liar.
I might try it, but I don't think I would get... I'd get very far.
Well, like a lot of things you said, you try, Wayne. I'm sure you'll try, you'll fail.
I really want to see this on a... Someone do a speed run on this on Nightmare.
Right?
Oh, you know it's gonna be possible. I mean, come on, it's
somebody can do it.
It's modern games are not like the old school games. I guarantee you, somebody can do it. I don't have a doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, go work in the corner again, ho. Sorry.
Yeah. And the last bit of news is we do know that the Xbox One and the PS4 will have a update when you first connect online.
It's a must.
You know.
And I hope it's not as long as what happened to Mimi and Jesse.
Oh yeah, the Wii. Whew.
Yeah. 10 hours later, it's still on 5%.
However, if you're getting a PS4, you do have one option. You can actually download the update now from Sony's website, save it onto a 1 gigabyte USB drive.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't say 1 terabyte.
I know, right?
Hey, that's smart though.
Yeah,
because. Dude, think about it. You've already been waiting God knows how long to get this console.
Well,
you have to like go out there and fight with the crowds to get yours. And then what do you do when you get home? You have to wait a couple of hours or even an hour to get your damn update to play your games.
That is the good side of this. The bad side of this is Sony is opening themselves up to be hacked again, because they're sitting there giving actual code out which somebody's going to be digging through.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
That's the problem with like... Oh, man. Well, it takes is one bad apple. I think y'all know that.
Yeah, Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne's going to be the one who's hacking it. Sure.
Right. Down with Sony!
So, what the update will give you is remote play. You just have to make sure your PS Vita is up to date. Second screen, an application that works with the PS Vita and the PlayStation app on iOS and Android.
That's right!
Share functionality for video recording and taking screenshots, broadcasting and spectating gameplay streams, ability to play while you download, party voice chat, face recognition and voice commands.
Parties
and background music player, online multiplayer, Blu-ray and DVD playback functionality. Holy crap, you are boring!
Yeah.
God, I hate you. Anyways. I wish I could do that for my Xbox One, but you know what? Eh, whatever.
Actually, a lot of that's going to be on the Xbox One, but...
Well, you know what? I'm really looking forward to, honestly, I am really excited about, like, the things that aren't talked about as much. I'm excited about the ability to just be able to be playing a game and go back to TV, like, almost immediately.
Yeah.
I'm going to love the ability of being able to watch something while I'm waiting for a match.
Absolutely.
But those little things. Even the multitasking thing, I'm sure I'll use at one point. You know, I'm pretty sure I'll be at, eventually when I move in with my girlfriend, just be playing a game and, you know, she'll be asking about, oh, a movie, or, oh, let's go, how do we get to here, or what's playing here, or what's going on here? Well, let me bring up my my Snap feature here and look this up real quick. Or, even better, how about you look it up while I continue watching wrestling?
There you go.
Although I don't know how well that would fly with her. Gonna be able to handle it with ease.
Yeah.
How I'll handle her is a different story. That's on me.
Yeah.
But anyways, so it's an exciting time again. We don't get many console launches, obviously. I'm not counting portables because those happen all the damn time.
The average person will have 4 console launches in a lifetime. Maybe 6.
I was gonna say, really? I've had way more than 4.
I know. Well. Nowadays.
See, back in my day, son.
Yeah, back in our day, they were released every couple of years. Now it's like every 10, 20 years.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure by the time I have kids, they'll be like, it's like, son, I remember having books. What are books?
It's a hard paper thing that you throw at your brother or sister.
Right.
Or like when my sister goes to college, I don't even think she'll have books. You ever carrying that big backpack to freaking college?
Oh, yeah.
Weighed as much as probably Wayne does. So just carrying that around, well, you know what? That was a good workout.
Yes, it was.
I will say that. And how far did you walk, or what do you carry?
That's right. I left most of my books at home.
So you scumbag. I remember when I went to university, because I refused to pay the $300 for parking pass.
Mm.
I would just park like a mile and a half away, but it was downhill, so I had to walk a mile and a half uphill to get to class with my big backpack.
The first couple of years in college, I actually did carry my backpacks. I had usually about 3 or 4 textbooks at a time.
And you actually went to school?
I was taking...
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I was taking the bus at the time, so I really did have to walk around a lot, so...
I was going to say, I didn't know Clown College was actually official.
Honk!
I'm sorry, Wayne. Not really, but you know. So anyways, we are again excited and strapped for cash.
The depression starts.
Yeah.
No, not really.
You know, earlier you were talking about stupid people, right? You know, because Black Friday's coming up. I actually witnessed some rather stupidity the other day.
So, wait, you experienced some rather stupidity?
Some rather stupidity people.
Okay, obviously, like, grammar's not a big forte of
yours,
is it?
He's a white guy.
Oh, God. Yeah. English is his first language.
America?
America. You know why? Because America. Anyways, continue.
So, you know, when you put out your trash for the morning, when the trash is coming by, there will people come by and they'll want to dig through your trash because they're looking for recyclables, right?
Not me. I separate all mine.
Oh, so do I, but... And
most... I put barbed wires in there. I'm going to grab
it. I put barbed wires.
No, I don't. But it would be funny, though. Holy... Ah!
That's horrible. He put barbed
wires. In most neighborhoods, someone does come by. Actually, what I've really wanted to do is put one of those really detailed, scary masks in the trash can, so when they open it up, it just pops out with a head.
I don't know, man. You're going to find someone who's paranoid, and they're going to think you actually killed somebody. They're going to call the cops on you.
Hey, but it would be a good laugh. No.
See if you say it when the cops come.
But usually it's because these people are digging through it for recycles so they can, you know, make a few extra bucks to get by, you know.
It's called Obamacare.
Yeah, right. However, this time, I saw this big green truck, you know, pickup truck, driving down the street, stopping at every single house while his wife got out to go look for cans and bottles.
Wow.
So you're going to waste all that gas. to get less money in cans and bottles.
That almost like seems like you're gambling to me. Like you're hoping that each one is a worthwhile stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you're pretty much just wasting your time.
Exactly, and money.
Ah, man.
Right?
You know why, Wayne? Because America.
Yeah, right.
And I recycle, so go to hell.
Same here.
So do I.
I keep my cans and my bottles where they belong. My backyard.
He said he recycles. Man, that's a lot of plastic we can recycle here right now.
Right?
Oh, this guy.
I was going to say, when's the last time you recycled, fool?
Probably about 2 months ago. We took a big load down.
You took a big load?
I thought he said he took a piccolo down. I'm like, what?
Wait, you actually took out a green alien? What'd you do?
I thought that's what he said, dude.
That'd be funny.
Almost a little bit. Anyways, yeah, so we're pinching our pennies, and I'm trying to not go out as much with my girlfriend without her noticing it. Hope she hasn't noticed yet.
Sucks to be you.
Hey, you want
to
go out? No, let's just stay in.
I just want to play some video games, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now I kind of been like, yeah, go out with one of your... Damn it, I lost! Oh, one of your rich friends. I'm out of health packs, too! No!
Same here. I'm completely out.
And I barely lost this one fight, so I'm like, I want to finish it.
I need to pick up and start playing more Marvel Lego.
I need to pick up this game is what
Dude,
you need to
this
do.
Is awesome!
This is the business.
It's not our Windows phone.
So well then...
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Well then, time to ditch Windows phone then.
Yeah. You're funny.
Yeah, because you don't even have a data plan, dude. You have to bum off every Wi-Fi that you go on to.
Hey man, I haven't been able to figure out a free Wi-Fi for... Well, you know what? We will have Wi-Fi in the hotel though because we're staying at the Luxor.
Yeah. Wayne's like, yay! And there's going to be a gym over there.
Yeah, oh! Buddy! You know it. Woo!
Time to bring my pre-workout then. We're going to be so fucking loaded over there.
Yeah.
Pre-workout, and then we just buy something at post-workout.
Yeah. Going to go like freaking all freaking like yoked to CES. Going to take some tight clothing. Like, what's that? No, it's just my muscles. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Dingle dangle.
Dingle.
Anywho.
That's something different if I wasn't currently seeing somebody.
This guy.
The shrimp in the pocket. Anyways. Oh, man. Damn it!
Knocking stuff over.
Not my fault. It's your Transformers crap.
I was like 3 points away from the 200.
That was a heat sink.
So I can get my next prize. You know, it's like I'm at 197 and the next prize at 200. Like, you scuzz bucket. Wow. Give me my freaking amount of... I don't want to spend any more hero points on heal tokens.
Same here, I'm done.
Like, no. Anyway, so thank you again for listening in. Next week will be our literal pre-Xbox...
Yeah.
Xbox One launch podcast. And the week after that will be our post-Xbox One, so we'll give you our Xbox One impressions at that point. Although I'm pretty sure next week we won't be talking about Xbox One. We'll be talking about what happened with PS4, because it'll already be out.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Basically.
So, yeah.
Winning. Sort of.
Indeed. So, thank you again for everything. Make sure you keep checking back on our main page and, of course, our Facebook page. Thank you for all the new likes from... the last con that Kimberly hit up.
Oh, cosplayers, you guys are the best.
Yeah, right? But thank you again for everything. Thank you for your support. Keep checking back because we bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
This is...
See what I did there?